Amazing Grace Church London. Discipling you to become everything God called you to be. Deliverance, healing, discipleship. For all info, visit PastorVincent.com.
Praise the Lord. What does it mean to be born again? I want to take you to the book of John. I'm asking and I hope that you are having your Bible with you because it would help to read with me from John chapter 3. But if not, I will read out loud from the King James Version of the Bible. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, this is a remarkable story and probably one of the most important stories, the most important teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. For here we have one religious person who is coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ is answering what is truly necessary to enter the kingdom of God. And it is so often misunderstood. Those that are going to church are often still like Nicodemus and often still don't realize what it means that the Lord is saying in this chapter. The chapter that is most quoted from anywhere in the Bible is John chapter 3. So let's begin to read what is going on here in John chapter 3. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the most religious people on earth during the time that this happened. This is an account of the gospel according to St. John. And it's about 2,000 years ago that John wrote this down. And at that time, the Pharisees were the most religious people on the earth. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So he wasn't just a religious person of the most religious people group in the world, but he was also a ruler. That's very important to understand, because Nicodemus was a man who lived in the church. Nicodemus was a man who had studied the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, the Tanakh, and he would have memorized the Torah, which is the first five books of Moses. Can you imagine somebody memorizing the Torah, the first five books written by Moses by heart in Hebrew, and then having studied everything else to the book of Malachi, which is the Tanakh? A man versed in the scriptures of the Old Testament. So we're not just talking about somebody here, but we're talking about a ruler of the Jews, of the Pharisees. Now the same, this Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night. He came to Jesus by night. He didn't come to Jesus by day. Because the Pharisees had their own view on salvation. The Pharisees, they had their own view on the Messiah, the Savior. And none of the Pharisees wanted to acknowledge the Savior. They did not want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ was the Messiah as prophesied, as foretold, as predicted in the entire Old Testament from Genesis all the way to the Minor Prophets just before Malachi. Hallelujah. So he came to Jesus by night. Because he had to do it in a sneaky way. He did not want the other Pharisees, for he was a ruler. But he knew there was something about Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe he had just studied the scriptures a little bit better. He knew there was something about Jesus. And he went to Jesus by night so that none of the Pharisees that he was a ruler of would see him going to Jesus. For it was exactly the Pharisees who condemned him to the cross. It was the Pharisees who called him a liar, who called him a blasphemer. They did not want to accept that Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God, hallelujah, and that he is the prophesied Messiah. Even until this day, there are people groups within Judaism that still do not accept that Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, is indeed the Messiah, as foretold and promised by God. Hallelujah. They are still waiting, but the Messiah has already come. Amen. So I'm building up the story so that we get the full picture. Now he comes to Jesus and he addresses him very honorfully, because he addresses him and says, Rabbi, teacher. That's an honorable title in the Jewish world. Rabbi. We know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Hallelujah. So he had been studying Jesus. He knew this was a man of God. He knew he was sent by God for the awesome miracles that he was doing. Now Jesus, he answered Nicodemus, and he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Now, that is an amazing statement, because Jesus says, Verily, verily. He says it twice. He only does that a few times in the New Testament, where he uses the word verily twice. That means it's very important. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is the message of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came and he began to preach, he began his ministry to proclaim the message. It was the message of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord, somebody. But the kingdom of God that Jesus proclaimed and that Jesus was teaching about, he said, the first thing that Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. Repent, turn away from sin, change your mind, completely do 180 degrees. Turn away from sin, turn away from the world, and follow Jesus. For the kingdom of God is at hand. It is within hand reach. Verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, I find it remarkable because this is a man, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Pharisee Jews, a man who knows the Torah, the first 5 books of Moses, by heart, a man who has studied the Tanakh, everything in the Old Testament, day in, day out, a man that is in church all the time. Yet, he comes to Jesus for advice. Because yet he still doesn't know how to enter the kingdom of God. After these words of the Lord Jesus Christ, Nicodemus said to him, How can that be? How can you say you have to be born again? How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? This man is trying to get his head round. See, that is the problem with religious people. They try and perceive the things of God in the flesh. They try and use their human intelligence to understand the things of God. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ is saying the very first verse. He says you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. There has to be a supernatural birth before you can even see, let alone understand, the things of God and the kingdom of God. There are things in the kingdom of God that the carnal mind or the human intellect can never ever comprehend. To even see the kingdom, to even understand the kingdom or eternal life, you have to be born again. And it proves immediately by the answer that Nicodemus is giving back. How can it be? How can I enter into my mother's womb? Now I'm old and have come out again. But look what Jesus is saying. Jesus keeps to the message. He keeps to the teaching. And again, he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, he didn't say see. Now he says enter. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot enter eternal life. He cannot enter heaven. You must be born again. Now most people that are not born again, that are caught up in religion, or that try and work things out in their own mind, would say, Nicodemus, of course, if anybody is going to go to heaven, if anybody is going to go to the kingdom of God, if anybody is going to have eternal life, it has to be Nicodemus. Nicodemus goes to the church every day. Nicodemus knows the Bible by heart. But Nicodemus is the one that Jesus is talking to right now. And there are many Nicodemuses in this world. I tell you something, there are millions upon millions of Nicodemuses in this world. They are religious. They know scripture. They know things about the church. But they don't know Jesus. They're not born again. This is a religious man. This is one of the top religious people in the world that time. He wasn't born again. He wasn't seeing the kingdom of God. He thinks he's going to go into his mother's womb all over again, trying to get his human, his carnal mind around the fact. But this is what Jesus is answering. He says, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You have to be born of the water and you have to be born of the Spirit. To be born of the water is to be born the first natural birth. Because the waters break and the women give birth. Amen. That is being born from the water. That is your natural birth. That is when you are born on this earth. But in order to go to heaven, in order to go to the kingdom of God, there has to be another birth. And that birth has to be of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The first time you are born in sin. You are born into a fallen world. That's why you need to be born again. Hallelujah. You need to be born spiritually. Hallelujah. There needs to be such a huge transformation that can only be supernatural. There has to be a supernatural seed that enters into your life and that causes a pregnancy and it will cause you to be born again of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that you are no longer a carnal being. You're no longer a flesh person alone. But you are now a spiritual person. Hallelujah. And when you are a spiritual person, that's when you can understand the spiritual things of God. Jesus carries on and says, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. And that which is born of the flesh can never understand the things of the kingdom of God. It can't. It cannot comprehend it. But there are churches full of people trying to comprehend things in the flesh. That's not a relationship with Jesus Christ. They have missed the will of God. That is a religion. Just like Nicodemus. He had a relationship with religion, but not with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus. Of course, he did not come to bring religion, because religion, as we know, in the man Nicodemus was already there. There were Pharisees, there were Sadducees, there were all sorts of religions. Now Jesus Christ, he came because he was the prophesied, foretold, predicted Messiah, the Savior of the Lord. Hallelujah. His very name means God, Yahweh's Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the Greek they say, Iesus. And what it means is Yahweh God saves. Hallelujah. It was told unto Mary. It's in the book of Matthew chapter 1, I believe verse 23. And the Spirit of the Lord said to Mary, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus. Yahweh God that saves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord so much. But he carries on in his teaching. So that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And Jesus Christ, he's using the word ye, which is plural for you. When he uses the word ye, he addresses everybody who hears. Everybody that needs to hear. Everybody in the world. Ye must be born again. Hallelujah. He didn't say just Nicodemus, just you and you alone must be saved. No. He was speaking to Nicodemus in the singular, but then he changes to the plural and he begins to use the word ye, the Y English word ye, that Satan took out of the mother language, but it addresses everybody. So because of the old English language, we can see that Jesus Christ is no longer just speaking to Nicodemus, but Jesus Christ is speaking to the entire world. And he says, ye must be born again. Hallelujah. Not just religious Nicodemus, but everybody that is like Nicodemus, everybody that doesn't even know anything about religion, anybody that has never even been to church, everybody must be born again. The wind blows where it listens, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now I want to stop for a moment at that verse, because this is where the misinterpretation comes. Because even the word born again, it is used to loosely. It is used too often. But if you are truly born again, there is an effect. Hallelujah. If you are truly born again, just as you cannot see the wind, but you can feel the wind. This is what the Lord is saying. The wind. And the word here used for wind is pneuma, which is spirit, capital S. The wind cannot be seen or explained. You can't see the wind. You can't explain the wind. The wind can only be heard or observed in relation to its effect. Hallelujah. What that means is you can't see the wind. But if there is a storm coming over the land, you sure as anything, you can see the effect of the wind. Because you can see trees coming down. You can cars blowing over. You can see houses, roofs coming off. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effect of the wind. Hallelujah. Jesus says, just like that, it is with those that are born again. The new birth, it's inexplicable. Just like the wind, one can only observe the results. Hallelujah. One can only see the effect. Hallelujah. And that is the problem. Because so many people, they say they are born again. But according to John chapter 3 and verse 8, they are not born again. Because there is no effect. There is no result. They say they are born again. And that's why you believe they are born again. But Jesus says, just like the wind is blowing, you see and you feel the effect of the wind. And just so it ought to be with those that have experienced the new birth. Something has got to change inside of you. Something has got to connect you to God. Something has got to birth your spiritual birth into existence. Hallelujah. And everything around you and everywhere you go, they ought to be able to affect, to see the effect of your new birth. Everybody is ought to see the result of your new birth experience. Hallelujah. You ought to be such a spiritual being that nobody in your immediate environment is able to say that you're just carnally minded or that you are flesh, because that which is flesh, but that which is of the spirit is spirit. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, again, how can it be? But Jesus said unto him, art thou a master? Art thou a master? Religion is an invention of Satan. Religion is man-made with Satan steering the wheel. If religion was the answer, God would have not had to send his only begotten son. Because the Pharisees and the Sadducees were the most religious people. And even up to today, you cannot be more religious than a Pharisee or a Sadducee. It is impossible. They are trying in the flesh to keep thousands of laws. Hundreds of traditions. You cannot possibly be more religious than them. But religion is not the answer. Religion leads to hell. And it does so to millions of people. Religion is an invention of Satan to deceive the masses, to make them feel good. Karl Marx, who is the author of communism, he says religion is the opium for the masses. It keeps them sweet. It keeps them calm. It makes them believe that they are doing right. It makes them believe that they're going to heaven. But him himself, he was a devil, and he knew that those people were not going to heaven. It's deception. It's an opium. It's a drug that makes you feel good. Every Sunday, you step into church, you do some prayers, you come back out. It's a lie, and it's a deception. That's why Jesus says, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. And make sure that everybody and everybody around you will understand and see the effect of your new birth. Hallelujah. Amen. Art thou a master of Israel? This is what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to him. You, Nicodemus, are you not the master? Are you not the top religious person here in the land? Are you not the number one? Are you not the one that knows everything? Yet you come to question me. And he says, and you know not these things. Because religious people will always try and work things out in the flesh. You cannot see or understand the things of God when you are carnally minded, when you are in the flesh. Jesus said, you must deny yourself and pick up your cross daily everything of self, everything of flesh dies on that cross that he told you to carry around every day. It's not the easiest of life, because a relationship with Jesus Christ, to follow the Master, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Messiah, to follow him, you got to carry a cross round with you every day. And you got to deny yourself. There's no other way. Jesus said to follow him. Praise God, somebody. That which is flesh will stand in the way. It will cause you to sin. It will cause you to be deceived. It will cause you to go into the wrong movement. It will cause you to become religious. Religious is very, very, very deceptive. People that are born again, if they are not truly careful and watchful and prayerful, they could end up becoming religious people. It is so easy to become lukewarm. But remember, religion is an opium. Religion is a drug. Religion is a blindfold. You might still think that you are born again. You might still think that you're on your way to heaven. But it is the same religious drug and blindfold that Satan is using in any other religion. The relationship with Jesus Christ is what matters. Praise the Lord. He came to have a relationship with you. He came that because of his blood that he shed at Calvary's cross, because he died on that cross and rose the third day, he did that so that you can be reconciled back to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be reconciled back to the Creator. Yes. And have a relationship with the God that created you. Amen. With the Father, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that can reconcile you through repentance, which is because of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be reconciled to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that is an encounter with God. That is being born again of the Spirit. That is having a relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what the bride of Christ is meant to be. Because there ultimately is going to be a marriage in heaven, which is going to seal the reconciliation of all the blood-washed children, of all those that have truly repented and done a 180 on sin, and they have lamented before the Lord, they have wept before the Lord, they have asked under the fear of God to be forgiven for their sin, and they've turned away, and they made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And all those people, that relationship, that is going to be sealed with the marriage in heaven. Hallelujah. So when you are born again, truly born again, praise the Lord, you are engaged to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's an important relationship. That's why you have to work on that relationship. Just like in a natural engagement, you are engaged to be married to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that an awesome promise? Hallelujah. That you can be engaged to be married to the Almighty God, the Lamb of God that shed his blood for a fallen world, because he loves so much the created people, the world, and he wants all to be reconciled. But don't you be deceived by religion anymore. Even if you are in religion, you certainly won't be as religious as Nicodemus was. Nicodemus was preaching the word of God. Oh yes, he was. Nicodemus was teaching in the temple. More than likely, 5 to 7 times a week, he was teaching in the temple. the word of God. Religion does not get you to the kingdom of God. How can this be? And again, the Lord says to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Praise the Lord. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise the Lord. When you are born again, you transfer. You become a different person. I say it like this. If you are born, you know about it. That might sound strange, but there is a knowing about the fact that you have been born the first time. See, in the kingdom of God, there is a first and a second. Praise the Lord. There's a first death and a second death. There's a first resurrection and a second resurrection. There's a first birth and a second birth. If you have been born, you know about it. How do you know if you're born again? Just as you know that you have been born, which is obvious, you are alive. You're breathing. If you are born again, with the same knowledge of the first birth, you have it of the second birth. Your new birth. Your spiritual birth. Because there is such a transformation that takes place when you are being transformed into the image of Christ. When you are being transformed, metamorphosed from a carnal, fleshly human being into a spiritual human being. You know that you know that you know that you know. If you are truly born again, the Holy Ghost is ruling on the inside of you. The flesh is under subjection to the Spirit. Hallelujah. You have no problem bearing that cross and bringing the flesh into subjection every day again, following the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that are around you, they notice the effects that you are a spiritual person, born again of the Spirit, hallelujah, following Jesus Christ in a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. In this time, in these days of deception, in this time where religion is on the increase, if you're following what I'm saying, you will understand that at the moment there is a lot of secularism. It's important for those that are listening to me right now. At the moment, you see a lot of secularism, humanism, no religion at all. Masses of people do not have any religious belief. But the Bible makes it very clear that in the last days, face, religion will increase. Ultimately, in the reign of the Antichrist and the false prophet, ultimately, this new world order that is being formed, that has been formed, that is in place right now, ultimately, the Antichrist and the false prophet will cause and make everybody worship the Antichrist. That is religion all over again. That means there will be no longer any secularism. There won't be any humanism. There won't be any other religion. But there will still be religion, which is a religion that worships the Antichrist. Religion is on the increase as a deception in order to get the masses of this world ready to serve and worship the Antichrist. These are the times of deception. And this is the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is calling out to you and is saying, remember why I shed the blood. Remember why I was on the cross. Remember why I had to go through the torture, the abuse, the rejection. Remember why. And remember why you have to be born again. Praise the Lord. If you are not born again, or if you think you are not born again, or if you doubt whether you are born again, then you are not born again. If there is a hint of doubt, and you don't need to be ashamed, because this is the message of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is meant to convict you. It is meant to give you an understanding, just as the Lord tried to get an understanding across to Nicodemus. If there is a hint of doubt whether you are born again, then you are not born again. Then, let us pray, if that is you. Let us come before the Lord. Let us truly repent of our sin and turn away from that which is sin and turn away from that which is in this world. Jesus says, you have nothing of this world when you follow me. He literally transfers you into his kingdom, though that you are still on this earth as an ambassador for him. But you have nothing more to do with it. To that extent, there needs to be a transfer, a transformation. Your spirit sits in heavenly places with Christ Jesus when you are born again. Your perception changes. Your mindset has changed. That is being born again. Hallelujah. Those men, the apostles that we read about in the Bible that gave their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ, they were born again. They didn't look at death as a scary thing. They knew they were going straight into the arms of a loving Savior. Hallelujah. They saw heaven open when the first stones and lashes came their way to stone them to death or to lash them to death or to crucify them to death. They saw heaven open. Hallelujah. When you're born again, you are a spiritual person. And you understand spiritual things. You are totally hooked into a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So I'm going to pray for those that are not born again. Because God wants you to enter the kingdom of God. He wants you to have eternal life. Eternal life. You know what eternal life is? I just turn to one more scripture. People say, well, what is eternal life? What is eternal life? And it will tell you the same thing. John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Hallelujah. This is eternal life, that they might know thee. Hallelujah. Do you really know him? Do you really know Jesus? Do you have a relationship that is a relationship engaged to be married? Do you have a relationship? Does he know you? Because many will come that day, religious people, hundreds and millions of them, and they'll shout, Lord, Lord, Lord. They've been prophesying in his name. They've been casting out devils in his name. They know his name. They've been doing things in his name. And they're shouting his name. And they're shouting, Lord. And he says, I never knew you. They knew him, they thought. But he didn't know them. There's no relationship. Hallelujah. There's people preaching a false gospel these days. A false Jesus. A false Holy Spirit. And they do it in the name of Jesus. They don't know Jesus Christ. And certainly Jesus Christ doesn't know them. Don't you be deceived. These are the days of the foretold, predicted, and prophesied apostasy. These are the days that the Lord Jesus warned about. He said, many will come in my name. Many will shout the name Jesus Christ from the pulpit. Many will raise hands into heaven and deceive you.